B-Pod Studios.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds from talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Whereas 2 weeks ago, you'd think this was silly. 2 days ago, you might think it was silly.
Even yesterday during this show.
Yesterday during this show, you might have thought it was silly. If somebody has a sore throat and they can't come in, you know what? You can't. Right now, what is happening at our radio station and at a lot of businesses and a lot of places is you're trying to keep this thing going and operating as close to normal for as long as you can. And they have done it in sports leagues. They've done it. We're doing it in business. We're doing it with schools. We're doing it with virtually every social activity. But you've seen much bigger events be canceled long before the NBA season was suspended. And now what's happening here today, what happened yesterday with Maz working from home.
Yep.
With both Zolak and Bertrand being held at home, doing everything that we can to keep the radio station on the air and going, and we will. We'll figure it out.
Now we are remembering why we weren't here.
Now it's set up.
I had a cold.
I remember
Zoe. And they told me don't come to work. And I was like, what?
I casually mentioned to Jim, my throat's a little sore. And Artie's like, you can't come in. Jim's like, you're right, can't come in. You knew what you were doing.
Tickles.
No, I didn't know what I was doing.
They held me out of work.
That's right. That's how you got your nickname, Tickles.
Yeah.
Because you had a tickle in your throat. You got a week off. You got a week's paid vacation out of that.
It wasn't a week.
Yeah, tickle toe.
It was one day.
I think it was 4 days I got held out. I was able to come back on Friday of that week.
Wow.
Good job by the office here.
Yeah.
Head of the curve on that one.
Cleaned it up.
Mary and Rick and everyone here. I mean, just listening to Hardy talk about that, that was a year ago.
I thought it was really good, by the way.
It was.
Thank you.
It was, again, like, ahead of the curve.
That was a great show.
Thanks.
It felt like 60 minutes, show. Like you're just being informed. You know,
was it me and McBone?
Real time.
Yeah.
And the shock and the dismay and McCone's voice. Even if you just listened to the show yesterday.
Yeah, that day that everything started to get canceled. Yeah. Steve is in Duxbury. He wanted to chime in on this. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So two super quick questions. I was just kind of curious, listening to what you're saying. Like, so I used to commute into the office. I've been fortunate enough to be able to work from home, but I had never listened to your show in the past just because I was in an office, yada, yada. Now I keep 98.5 on pretty much all day in the background while I'm working, and you've gained a new fan. Like, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I really like you. And I'm curious if that's a common theme for people that weren't necessarily able to listen to you during that time slot. I was just kind of curious.
It's a great question.
You know, you're kind of talking
I hope so.
And then
I like your type.
And then I'll let you. Oh, cool. And then the second question is, only because I went to school in Pittsburgh, I'm curious if Zoe misses Permane Brothers, and I'll hang up and I'll listen to you.
Okay, Steve. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening. Keep streaming us. Yeah. New listener. Last year. Love that. Permane Brothers.
It's like saying, hey, I grew up in New England. Like, do you miss clam chowder? You
know? Do you miss fish and chips?
Do you
chips?
Miss lobster? Yeah, you miss. Yeah, I miss Permane Brothers. It's nothing like it. But you know what it was? It was the timing of it. From 10 p.m. on, it was a better sandwich.
Because
smack in the middle of the day.
Because it's just nothing better than that.
You wanted it, and you go in, and they hand-cut the Italian bread, and the lady's in there, and she lines it up on her arm. It's like the Onlyville system hot dogs. There's something about, like, the sweat from the forearm that helps salt the bread. And then she takes a handful of fries, throws it on there, coleslaw, a steak them with an egg, hot sauce, and they wrap it up in paper, slice it, throw it down the counter. And she just makes like five of them. Boom, 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 boom. No cheese. But the coleslaw was vinegary. There was like no mayonnaise in it.
Oh, that's better for a sandwich.
So to the question, do you miss Permane Brothers? The answer is yes. But it's selective missing. Well.
Selective missing.
Mm-hmm.
after 10 p.m. on a Saturday, yes.
And in answer to the caller's other question, if we get a lot of people who are listening now who didn't listen before, the answer is no. Pretty much everybody listened before. But thank you for being one of the handful of new listeners.
Thanks for finally showing up, Steve.
Where you been?
What I hear is people who listen for...
I've heard that
for
before,
this
though.
Show that yep. they never listened to before, because they may have been like a morning or a drive time only, or watching the show.
They had an adult job, you know, have required them to focus on their work.
It's comfort food on in the background, either on the TV or on the radio or on the app.
I'd like to think more like a nice warm fire on a winter's day.
Oh.
Just crackling over there in the background.
Yeah.
But it's always on, and it's there, and it keeps you just right. And we are.
What's the matter with you?
And that right there encapsulates
what is it
what?
With you?
You get it, right?
Just in general. Yeah. What is it with you? Let's go to Tom in Londonderry. Hey, Tom.
Keep that fire on.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I'm not going to go into the whole kiss ass mode, but I'm going to follow up.
We like that. Come on, Tom.
Tom, you're just you're another log on the fire here. Yeah, come on. Settle in there.
Get toast. Pull up a warm blanket, Tom.
A warm blanket. No, it's been a rough year. I've been fortunate to work too, but if I told you that everything was hunky-dory this last year in my line of work, I would tell you I would be lying to you. It's been the roughest year of work that I can ever experience, and when everything started to shut down a year ago today, I was a month away from being a father for the first time, so not only am I in through hell of work and everything's shutting down and there's a pandemic going on, but I got a baby coming in a month. So, yeah, it was a rough ride. And I'm not just saying this, guys. Honestly, the only thing that kept me sane throughout the summer going into the fall last year was this station. Whether it was DNR playing reruns of them hanging up on Rick Pitino or you guys just being, you guys, it literally was the only thing that kept me from losing my mind.
Now you're stoking the fire. That's not.
Yeah, how you like them apples?
Yeah, see, that's not exactly the comfort. Now you're starting to get a little out of hand. Now you got to put that little wire gate in front of it.
You guys might need to take a cold shower after I'm done kissing your bums. I mean, my goodness. But no, seriously, for the last year, you guys have been fantastic. Just keep it up. And I have not. I've been written up I don't know how many times at work for having headphones on and listening to you guys. And it's been worth it every single write-up. So
what do you do?
Thank you guys for keeping us going.
What'd you name the baby?
What's that?
What'd you name the baby?
Natalie. Yeah. Natalie.
Well, Hardy asked, what do you do for work?
I can't really say because God knows my bosses are listening right now, but I work in merchandise and retail. I look for a large beverage company, and it's just been it's been rough. It's getting better, but it's been rough.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
No problem, guys.
Appreciate you always checking in with us.
Nice.
The fire is roaring now, nice. Baby.
Stoke it.
Pull one of those beverages out of your truck there and just
Pepsi, Coke, Polar, whatever it might be.
Sure.
Peel the tab and
Faygo.
Settle in next to the fire.
You ever have Faygo pop?
Oh, Faygo, that's a Detroit thing.
Orange and strawberry. It's
glass bottles, right?
Grape? No, it's cans, actually.
It's cans?
No, they those bottles, too.
Well, you know
you're thinking Fanta.
Do you know who uses Faygo, Beetle? Is Insane Clown Posse. And they spray the crowd with 2-liter bottles of Faygo Pop.
Mm. Pop goes the weasel.
I thought it was a Detroit thing. Is it regional?
Yeah, it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, big. Yeah.
Okay.
You just get cases of it for like $2.
Oh, yeah. That and we had Town Club.
Remember Little Hugs?
Well, we had localized soda companies, too.
Yeah.
And Town Club was, I think, a Detroit thing.
Remember Town Club?
Yeah, you had that, too?
Yeah, Town Club, sure. I don't know if it's like small Midwest, like those all the time, like Ohio.
Maybe.
Yeah, probably that whole belt. Yeah. Go right around the lake.
Julie and Quincy. Hi, Julie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi, good. Julie.
Good. So I am calling to kiss your butt. want to kind of reiterate what the gentleman just said before me, that, you know, it's obviously been a rough year, and I'm a realtor, and my line of work is, luckily, we've been crazy. But you guys really did do a good job. Even when there wasn't any sports to talk about, like, you still just somehow made it work, and just wanted to thank you guys for that, and keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Very nice.
Appreciate it.
Sell
that
house. That's right. Get that commission.
Not enough houses to sell right now. Low inventories, though.
Well,
things are getting snapped up very quick.
We'll get back. This feels nice, though.
Well, Mark, it's hot. Don't sit too close to the fire. You might get burned.
Dog's tail out of there.
Yellow dog. Just burning.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. We'll keep the fire going.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll keep the fire going for you.
Yeah. That continues next.
You want to kiss our ass more? We're on the other side. See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Scott Zolak,
listen to this,
has the best analysis. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Maggio,
Studebaker,
Marilyn Monroe.
Words. That's what this song is. Words. Things.
It's almost like the similar to the Van Halen Right Now video, but not verbally. Theirs was more visual, like the video. Splash, 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 splash.
We didn't. Yeah, T-Bone, I thought you were going to play the our former president listing off the restaurants that were helping us version of that when this first started.
Oh.
Hold on, I've got it here somewhere. All right, here it is. I got it. Hold on, T-Bone.
Okay, cue it up. Cue it up.
Let's see here.
And 3, 2, 1, and
I forget what this, like, there, everyone was coming together to, like, do something to kind of help the cause.
Didn't he have, like, the head of Walmart there, like, the head of Home Depot? Like, they hit them all lined up to talk?
I think so.
Garden restaurants, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Chick-fil-A, Subway, Wolfgang Pup, Bloomin' Brands, Yum Brands, Thomas Keller, Papa John's, Wendy's, Waffle House, my friend John George.
What about Danielle?
And Danielle.
Well, now you've named them, but we still don't know them.
You know them.
No, we don't.
John George, my friend John George. And Danielle, you know them. Wolfgang Pup.
That was in April of last year. That was his team to save restaurants.
It was April 16th.
Yeah. John George.
We all know that.
Waffle House. How did Waffle House make it through?
All the stuff, though, that we thought into, like, that seemed plausible. Everybody coming together, like, you know, a few weeks to slow the spread. Yeah. That seems plausible. Oh, we're going to get Walgreens and CVS to have on-site testing there. But that all seems plausible. And, like, everything just went to hell. Like, and not that I'm saying it's anyone's fault. It just, everything collectively the world over went to hell.
So that was like March, as we were heading towards Easter, like a year ago. Because remember, like, he wanted to open up on Easter. And then you fast forward all the way to, like, January when I got sick, and I knew I was sick. I couldn't find a freaking test. Like, you log on, you're like, well, you got to log on to CVS.com or go to Walmart. You couldn't find anywhere to get a test. And luckily, I had a rapid, you know, I mean, that you purchased. Like, oh, we had a couple of those sitting around. He's like, that sucker comes up.
Sitting positive. Around? You just had rapid tests sitting around your house?
No, my brother-in-law actually bought them, and he sent one. He sent one overnight. He said, take it. Sent one overnight. I took it. I'm like, oh. Uh-oh.
All the other stuff, though. The wipes, the paper towels, the masks, the gloves. Couldn't get any of it.
Yeah. And ultimately, I had to go to Gillette to get that thing confirmed. It was like, oh, yeah, you got it.
At least now that's all fixed now and everybody can get a vaccine easily.
Oh, it's perfect now. Well, yeah.
Soon.
Still.
Soon. All right. We've got four of these kiss our ass calls on the board. This is it. We'll take these four.
Oh, this wasn't what our intent.
No, it wasn't our intent. We want to talk about how sports is done.
Right.
But you've called, so let's do them and get them over
with.
Light
the fire.
We need a fire song.
There's the fire.
Get fired up.
Lit it up again. Jillian.
Call Firewoman.
Jillian in Abington.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you?
How you doing?
Guys, this is my time to shine. I just want to let you guys know that throughout all of this past year, you have been such a huge part of me and my four-year-old's mornings, and I can't thank you all enough, from the producers to all three of you. I just want to tell you that me and my four-year-old, when we hear your intro song, it's going to be a good day. I'm always listening, and so isn't she now. So I just want to thank you for giving me that time with her, and also to have fun with you guys as well.
Oh, yeah, that is so nice. You. Your four-year-old's like Rage Against the Machine fan now.
Yeah.
What's the name of our producer?
How?
It's okay. You don't have to know the name to be thankful for people. That
I just want to know if she knows his name.
You shouldn't have to turn on a show and hear the producer talk more than the host.
And if she has any friends that may be single, that...
And that was proven yesterday.
They see back there.
Has T-Bone said a word today?
He's so pissed.
He's so pissed about yesterday.
He is.
He was pissed yesterday at the end
of
the show.
Like when we did that other separate text chain, he was like, I don't talk too much.
Rick in Providence. Hi, Rick.
How's it going, guys?
Hi.
I'm actually a Pittsburgh implant. Moved up here about a year and a half ago. There's only one really good sports show on the radio in Pittsburgh, and it's only 3 hours long. So discovering the Sports Hub was awesome. You guys are the bulk of my day. Also, if you ever take Easy Lover off of Thursday at noon, I will stop listening. And Zolak, Bertrand, you guys are great, but the real MVP is Hardy.
We agree.
Hardy, you're the man.
Hey, we all agree. Bertrand said that on that podcast.
I did. I mean,
and go Steelers. Right. Let's go Steelers. Yeah. That Thursday song's not going to change. I don't care what the TV producers think.
Jeff in Nashua. Hi, Jeff.
Well, it's great to be on with Blo and Zedel. This is amazing. Well, I am, as you guys know, a longtime caller, but first-time listener. I don't think it's possible to ruin celebration because the Oakland A's have spent, four decades trying after every single win, from Billy Martin being there, through LaRusse's first cheating era, all the way to now. It's impossible. So that drop will never get old, and I think any mention of anything to celebrate the Patriots moving forward is worthy of the first 5 seconds of the song. That's it.
Is he having a manic episode of some kind?
I don't know what's going on.
He's talking about the song Celebration.
Let's have
which
some
was fun, used by the
times.
Oakland A's.
Oh. Yahoo. Come on, let's celebrate. Have some good times.
What the hell was any of that?
He's a piece of work.
He is something.
He sure is.
He is something. By the way, his son is an artist. He's been sending us his track. I got to dig through my email and find it.
What is he sending?
He's a musical artist.
Oh, he's an artist.
Yeah.
Give him a tuba or he'll get you something out of it.
And see if I can find the email where I believe we received the MP3 of the track. What are you saying? It's Derek S.
Derek, yeah.
All right, well, keep listening to Fire Lake while you're looking for
it. I got it. Who am I forwarding it to?
Let's go to Hardy. Hardy can deem whether it's worth playing or not. Who's Uncle Joe?
I don't know.
Who
Uncle Joe knows?
You remember him.
Kathy is also in PA today. What's with all these Pennsylvania
it's great.
Callers?
Stiller country.
Kathy.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Guys, I love you. I've been listening to you for the last 5 or 6 years. I'm a big Bruins fan. I even have a plan. I come up for games.
Nice.
So it's so much fun listening to you every day. I just chuckle while I'm working on tax returns.
I hear how you're working. You sound like my Aunt Shale from back at home.
Honest, I'm not.
Yeah, I know you're not, but you got that same delivery.
Are you a tax preparer?
Yeah, I work for an accounting firm. I've been doing it for umpteenth years. I don't even want to say how long, but you guys get me through the day every day.
Zoe, from
thanks, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Zoe, from the breakup. What time of year do they call this for accountants? This is it crunch time?
This is the show. I think they call it the show.
But after April 15th, that's what we call party time.
Party time. She'll have an apple martini.
She'll have an apple teeny.
She'll have an apple teeny.
I got Jeff's son's track.
Oh, in
track,
the biz. It's like what they call in the biz.
You got the track over there, T-Bone?
Yeah.
We're going to get down the Cathedral of Boston.
Still no explanation that with that video.
That's odd.
Never heard back from that guy. I wish he'd send another. It could become a thing.
You sure can.
Do the Departed next.
I've been having this recurring fantasy in my head about doing a takeoff on that, but taking down the Cathedral of Foxborough and then a big overhead shot at Gillette Stadium. But instead of coming in with Dropkick Murphys, you come in with Ozzy. You come in with Crazy Train or something. It's ripe for a parody. Even if I only did it for the four of us and the people listening to this show, they'd get a huge kick out of
it. They'd love it.
They'd get a big charge out of it.
It'd be a great hit.
Ah, boys. Speaking of, this would be the year to change the touchdown song, huh?
You would be. You've had a nice reset on the field. You've had no people in the stadium.
I don't know, but I mean, you start getting people back in the building, Beetle, and
they may have changed it last
power.
They may have changed it last year. Did they score any touchdowns at home last year?
Get down there in front of the Optum Club, and you got everybody shooting the guns. You got the ladies in the hats and the outfits with the guns. Ba-choom, ba-choom. You do think about their time. Because it's nobody else.
This is the song.
How do you think that discussion?
Play the hits.
Like, you know, they're buddies. Like, there's a time where John said, "Hey, Bill, I got this song for you. Why don't you use it for your touchdown song?"
Oh,
yeah. Probably. Let me hear it for a second. He's probably like, "Yeah, it's gonna kick in right here. Listen, because like when you guys score a touchdown, you know you're gonna score 31. Josh averages about 28 to 32 a game."
So bad.
It's so bad,
so
it's good.
Cheesy.
People can't wait to sing this again. Stay back.
Already has headlines. I can't listen to this anymore.
I tell
please.
You what, I will continue my campaign for... That's a touchdown song right there.
Stop thinking of Beer Fest and that guy comes walking out of the bathroom with the white suit on. Hey, how are you?
Hardy has headlines. Takeaways are on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7?
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, never, ever.
What?
Yeah, there are bands that you end up not being a band, and you end up like the Wiggles, or you end up like the Monkees, and you want to be the Beatles, you're not really the Beatles. There's no real band that sat down and said, and they put this to tape. It said, this is good.
It was a hit.
This would not be a hit if this came out today.
Well, things
change.
That's
so dated. Now, there's stuff that Zeppelin would come out today. It would be a hit.
I think it would still be a hit, though, based on the player reaction we see on the sidelines when they jam this in the stadium. They're all just...
After the big play. Oh, after the big turnover, TV timeout, let's go to Ballroom Blitz.
And play it for the full 2 minutes of the TV timeout. And they're all moving, and you can tell they get reinvigorated.
It really goes to show you the mentality of the crowd there. You know, because our guy Bulldog in front of us would have two beers and he'd be like spilling it on his guy. And then, yeah, ballroom, let's blitz it. That means blitz. Linebackers, blitz. Yep.
Oh, I get it.
See it? Get it? Oh. After a big defensive play, stuff, stop, fumble, ballroom, blitz. The whole stadium's a ballroom.
Having a great time.
Hey, what's up, 300?
Hey, let's keep it with Patriots. Couple Patriots thoughts here before takeaways. Tommy Karin with some thoughts in his columns this week.
Saw he spilled coffee all over his chair for his podcast, but go ahead. Yeah, he's having issues today.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
He has suggested Bill Belichick give up the responsibilities of picking offensive talent. Oh, you're laughing. No. You're chuckling and mocking the idea.
It's his fault.
What?
Nothing.
Yes or no? You're on board?
I would take more voices. I would be open to discussion.
That's what I think is appropriate.
Should it still be Bill's final call? Has he earned that? I think he has.
Well, yeah, he's earned it.
The problem is everybody's new. So you're dealing with Dave Ziegler. So you got a brand new, GM. A lot of your scouting guys have been turned over. Your staff, in essence, has been stripped down a little bit. You're dealing with a young staff and still coaching up your sons, coaching up Mayo. You got Patricia there now, supposedly helping in the scouting end of it, not the football part of it. So that would be personnel to me. So Matt Patricia is more to that side of it, helping those guys along. And everybody thinks, it's bad that Patricia's back. I think it's another guy for Bill to bounce things off of and him to maybe go back at it to where Charlie would say something to Bill. Or Romeo would say something to Bill. You need more of that. Or Vrabel. You need that back and forth. What about this guy? I don't know, Bill. I mean, I watched the last 8 games. Yeah, but I like him. I think we should take... I don't know, Bill. You need that. I think Bill should be open to discussion more. When he's got a lot
of... I think
he
should rely on Josh McDaniels more.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're in a different world now, too, where you can't do the one-on-ones. So rely on the guys that know tape. This is a big tape year. You don't get to personally, meet this recruit, learn things about him, get a feel for him. Is he one of ours? Can this guy be a Patriot? But, we look for things differently here. Even though you had some bad apples come through, but you try to get the right people for your program. Again, that's why N'Keal Harry blew their doors off, and that's why they picked him in the first round. Because he passed with flying colors in the meet and greets, in the offensive board, when they go up to the whiteboard. Show me cover 2. Show me cover 4. What do you do here in this route adjustment? And he knew everything. Knew it right away. And maybe that's a good thing for them that you don't have that this year. That now it's reverting back to, who's good on tape? Watch tape. This isn't about getting the type of guys you want to coach, because you don't know that now. You can't meet them. These guys could fool you through Zoom. And it's got to be quick. You don't really get to know anybody through Zoom. You don't know what to eat. When you get around a person, you can feel the way they're thinking, the way they're acting. Well, there's a personality to them. And is he timid? Is he with us? Does he understand what we're saying? Is there back and forth? Is he nervous? Is he fidgety? What's the personality of the player?
Another thought from Tommy Curran this week is that Bill Belichick needs to step to the microphone and speak, and believes that maybe ownership should be in that same group of people that need to start talking.
Well, I think that the timing of it in the owners' meetings, but the fact the owners' meetings are virtual are going to be problematic, because I think the owner liked to hold court outside, you know, wherever they got him getting out of his SUV.
Hold court right now on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Is it time for an ownership conference?
A Zoom call wouldn't be bad, too, because there are ways if you could get him to speak, and you could be selective on the people that ask the questions, too. That's what Zooms do. You line them up.
Controlled environment.
Let's go to Q&A 1. You know, the PR department would be able to facilitate that.
It is. It's time.
It's out of the ordinary for Bill. Would you rather have Bill up there giving you the, you know, I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
No, I think what Tommy Curran has said is that Bill Belichick needs to just talk about this stuff and address it and move on and give everybody something.
You had a bad year and your quarterback left and won a championship, became the MVP of the Super Bowl. It's a problem. That's
your
an issue.
Thoughts, it hasn't Bill?
Been, you know, just his statement from the end of last year just doesn't it, people don't take that in totality based on the transition that's happened here.
Also, we got inundated with emails today on N'Keal Harry. He bought a $1.6 million house in Arizona this offseason. We got a bunch of emails on this.
Okay.
It was obviously very well known. People sending us screen grabs.
You got to buy something. You got to own something.
Screen grabs of...
I played with guys that
Instagram owned, posts, yeah. The front door. He's opening the front door, wearing a pair of slippers and a bathrobe.
It's a nice house.
It looks nice. It
looks real nice, I'm sure. 1.6 gets you a lot out there.
Get you a nice house.
Watch those rattlesnakes. You never know where they're at in the corner.
Yes, that email was from someone who is currently living out in Scottsdale or living in Arizona. Wanted to know if T-Bone is really moving to Arizona. Says the Phoenix Valley is a huge place. I'd like to see him end up in a nice area.
I'd like to see him end up in a nice area, too.
Yeah.
I bet he would, too.
He came to our Super Bowl party when we were out somewhere. Where were we?
Oh, who? T-Bone did? Or no, this person.
This person.
Oh.
Yeah. Moved to Scottsdale in 2007, been out here ever since.
Male or female?
He met us in person in Atlanta at our Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Attached some photos.
I wonder if he saw Paulie get thrown out.
Probably.
Who goes? And then there I am, day one,
this
sitting
is Tom.
There at the team hotel, and there's Paulie.
This is Tom out in Scottsdale. Tom offering T-Bone help for when you move there.
Two Toms.
I'll take him up on that.
Call you Tom.
Apparently yesterday.
Sounds like a sitcom.
My two Toms.
Tommy Dearest.
Tommy's.
T-Bone's in my ear saying, time for takeaways. Okay, takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports Hub.
Give me the stuff. That's me. All right, today's takeaways are brought to you by my two Toms and their new pad out in Arizona. I am kidding. It's brought to you by...
No, you're kidding?
Awaken 180 Weight Loss. All six locations are now open for both new clients in search of weekly weight loss and free support for Awaken 180 clients who've already found the solution for weight loss. You know what that's all about, Beetle? We'll be seeing our friends in Quincy tomorrow afternoon. So check
I'll see them there today.
Nice.
So boom.
So get ready for tomorrow.
In your face.
Yeah.
In your face.
In your face.
All right, T-Bone went and listened to Jeff and Nashua's son's song. Jeff and Nashua's son is musical artist Crispy D.
I can only imagine.
I know where Zoe's mind goes on that one.
Come on.
T-Bone listened to the song, and he's giving it a thumbs up, a T-Bone seal of approval, and Tyler back there is very excited about it. Look at Tyler.
Yes, good music.
All right, let's hear it.
guess I'll get to ask, why must you leave? Please don't go, this is my final plea. I'm introverted, at least it seems to me.
Okay.
But it does not mean,
okay, we've sampled.
I don't want your company.
This is like when I go,
all right.
Losing you feels like
it's like when I go on like Facebook and you say, okay, like look up Miami Beach hotels. And you can see the drone.
What's in the lobby?
You feel like the drone coming in over the beach, right into. There's the Fountain Blue pool. Like this could be lead music on like good hotel commercial.
All right.
Did he intentionally put Ken in there? Or did Crispy. T-Bone? Crispy D.
Hardy's doing it.
All right.
Crispy D. Apparently had another song that got over a million streams on Spotify called Smoking Problems Away.
Okay, so he's...
Beatle, you're a top 40 shorty. Well, who does he sound like? What band does that sound like? It's not Train. It's not Maroon 5. What is it? There's a vocalist.
Oh, man, did we blow it today.
What?
Today's 311. We could have been playing 311 songs all day. Yeah, coming back from break.
It's got a little bit of like a modern Bieber feel to it a little bit.
Sounds like Crispy D to me.
Sounds like Crispy D. There's six.
All right. You guys will be back tomorrow. I will not.
What?
What's that?
Yeah, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
You're out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm out tomorrow. I got things going on.
No way.
I got to do a show with Zoe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, that one snuck up on us.
I don't think. Yeah, I think someone mentioned it to me last week, but not since then.
I don't care. That's fine.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Long weekend.
Doesn't matter.
Bro.
What are you doing?
Long it's that weekend. Time of year, buddy.
A little work.
He's got to rest
house.
Up for Monday's show. We got a big show Monday.
Some contractors coming over.
Unbelievable. Oh. Yeah. He's got to oversee things.
Hunger Master next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.